I catch Eric Nichols on the way to the grocery store in Ketchikan. The head of Alcan Forest Products has a lot of errands to run to stock a pantry for a remote logging camp in Edna Bay.
I've got my list right here. Top of the list was potato chips.
Nichols says he wasn't sure he'd be able to run the logging camp this year. President Donald Trump's ongoing trade war with China has been a big setback for his business. But he decided to give this season a go. Now, the coronavirus is compounding an already challenging endeavor. Nichols needs to transport at least 3 skilled workers from the lower 48.
Ideally, I would like to be able to, be able to go to the local hospital. I'd like to be able to have them test somebody and tell me yes or no fairly quickly.
Ketchikan doesn't have drive-through COVID-19 testing like other parts of the state. And the hospital and the clinic are only testing people who are symptomatic. So for workers arriving to Ketchikan from Washington or Idaho, Alcan Forest Products has limited options. The company can take workers' temperatures before putting them on a chartered plane to camp, but once they arrive, there's no such thing as social distancing. The crew sleeps on boats close to shore, and they eat communal meals from a galley-style kitchen. Nichols says he knows other industries like fishing and oil are looking for more clarity on this issue, too.
I'm not sure how people are going to do it. I'm reaching out trying to understand if there are guidelines for this. What do we need to do? How do we need to ensure that we don't infect some of our own people? I mean, I don't want to end up like Conoco where they shut the whole thing down.
Earlier this month, ConocoPhillips shut down its oil rigs on the North Slope in order to protect its employees. Tessa Axelson is trying to figure out how to keep timber workers safe, too. The executive director of the Alaska Forest Association says the timber industry has a lot of questions right now about how to best operate during the pandemic. She's reached out to various agencies to see about a better COVID-19 testing strategy.
This is all new to everyone. It needs to be implemented yesterday, and it needs to happen on top of additional safety procedures and requirements for ensuring the safety of workforce.
She's also fielding questions from the timber industry about how to apply for federal funding from the CARES Act. The industry employs about 300 people in the region. Axelson calls it a network of, quote, small businesses.
What does the potential economic fallout from COVID mean for those businesses, and how do we provide resources and information about their eligibility and the process for applying?
Eric Nichols at Alcan Forest Products doesn't plan on applying for federal relief. He thinks it could be too complicated for his specific operation. He says he's taking the double whammy of financial and health concerns one step at a time.
It's very dicey out there. I don't know what's going to happen here after this year. I don't know what's going to happen after July or August here. Like I said, we see a little bit of a window right now, and that's what we're trying to produce for.
For the afternoon, at least, that window means stocking up on supplies for a local crew that's already at camp and more that are expected to come. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.